Hey, welcome. This is an intermediate Ableton lesson on automating filters for transitions in drum and bass. In the next 20 minutes, I'll walk you through practical, hands-on techniques you can drop straight into a rolling DNB project, device chains, exact parameter suggestions, types of automation to use, and arrangement ideas to create jungle-style tension and release. Expect concrete settings and step-by-step actions you can follow in live right now. Let's make things move and hit hard. Lesson overview. What we're building. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a set of reusable transition tools and patterns. You'll create a drum bus high-pass sweep that thins the kit during builds and slams back open for the drop. You'll make a dedicated filter riser return track with a bandpass auto-filter and wet effects. You'll automate a bass track low-pass choke and snap open for the pre-drop to drop impact. You'll use a drum rack clip trick for gated bandpass fills and a grouped audio effect rack macro that controls multiple filters at once, so your transitions stay perfectly in sync. We're only using livestock devices, auto-filter, EQ8, utility, saturator, glue compressor, reverb and delay on sends and audio effect rack. No third-party plugins required. First, prep your session. Create a drum rock track and name it drums. Create a bass track and group drums and any perks into a drum bus called drum bus. Create two return tracks. Set send to a light reverb. Set send bead as FX filter riser. On the drum bus insert, left to right, put EQ8, auto filter, saturator, glue compressor. On EQ8, do a gentle low cut at about 25 to 30 Hz to protect the sub. Set saturator drive around 2 to 4 dB and pick analog clip or soft psi mode. Just a little grit. Glue compressor. Ratio between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1. Attack between 10 and 30 milliseconds. Release between 0.2 and 0.5 seconds. Tweak makeup to taste. Now the drum bus high pass sweep for builds. Add auto filter to drum bus. Choose high pass. Pick a 24 dB per octave slope if you want pronounced thinning. Start the frequency around 40 to 60 Hz when things are open. Keep resonance very low, 0 to 1. Because we're removing low end, not creating ringing. To automate, press it to show track automation, select auto filter frequency and draw a curve. For a 4-bar build, go from about 60 Hz up to 800 to 1200 Hz. For a darker or more aggressive feeling, push it up to 1.8 to 2.5 kHz in the last beat before the drop. For maximum impact, have the cutoff snap back to 40 to 60 Hz either instantly or over a very short time. I like a 1/16 or 1/8 bar return for the punchiest result. Tip: make the final quarter bar a faster return than the earlier curve. That sudden reintroduction of lows is what makes the drop feel massive. Bass low pass choke. On your bass track, insert auto filter before any heavy saturation. Choose low pass. Set to 24 dB per octave for a solid choke. Resonance can be moderate, 2 to 5. If you want a vocal-like sweep, keep it lower if the resonance muddies the low end. Automate frequency over the build. Open at around 10 to 16 kHz and close down to somewhere between 150 and 350 Hz depending on how much mid you want removed. At the drop, snap it back open quickly. If you want to preserve sub-energy while choking the mids, duplicate the bass track and low-pass the duplicate to, say, 120 Hz and leave that duplicate unautomated. That keeps the sub present and brings full character back on the drop. Create your dedicated filter riser return. On return B, insert an auto filter set to band pass or a tight notch. Start the center around 400 to 600 Hz and push resonance up around 5 to 7 for a screaming texture. Add a long reverb after the auto filter and a subtle delay. Optionally, add utility to kill width if it gets too wide. Route drums, synths and noise hits to this return during builds via the send knobs. For hands-off control, you'll want a dummy clip technique next. Dummy clip technique: create a clip on the return track that contains silence, 2 to 4 bars long, and loop it. In clip view, go to envelopes, choose device. Pick auto filter and then frequency, and draw the automation inside the clip. Loop that clip. Now you have a reusable riser loop you can toggle by muting or unmuting the clip. You can even automate the send amount on other tracks by putting a dummy clip on them and editing the send envelope. This is my go-to for quick arrangement flexibility. If you prefer mapping multiple filters to one control, use an audio effect rack. Put auto filters for the drum bus and the bass inside an effect rack and map both filters' frequency to the same macro. Name that macro transition cutoff. Automate that macro and one automation lane controls both tracks, ensuring perfect timing. You can map resonance and saturator drive to other macros too. Map a small resonance boost to macro 2, and a drive amount to macro 3 so your sweep gets more harmonic grit as it closes. Clip automation for per fill movement is powerful. On a drum fill, clip open envelopes, choose device auto filter frequency, and draw rhythmic gated bandpass stabs sync to the clip grid. This adds jungle-flavored break fills that feel alive. Pair those with sidechain compression or transient shaping to keep the hits punchy. A few common mistakes to watch for. Don't sweep the master cutoff too aggressively. Big filter moves on the master can kill transient clarity and introduce phase issues. Prefer groups and returns. Don't remove all sub before the drop. Always preserve a parallel sub or dedicated sub track if you're HPing everything during the build. Avoid high resonance under 200 Hz, because it can make boomy peaks and phase issues. If automation jumps cause clicks, use very short ramps instead of absolute jumps. Also check you haven't frozen or consolidated tracks that you expect to be automated, because changes won't play back if the track is frozen. Now some coach-level refinements. Use mid-slash-side filtering to keep low-end rock solid while you sweep the sides. Put EQ8 in M-slash-S mode before the drum HP or bass LP and automate the sideband instead of the MID. That thin stereo information without starving the mono sub. For a super clean snap open on the drop, automate both cutoff and quick utility, gain boost of 1.5 to 3 dB for a 16th or 32nd note, that perceived loudness bump, makes the drop hit harder without crushing the master. Watch phase when stacking steep filters. Two 24 dB filters in series can produce combing. If you hear odd humps, change one slope to 12 dB or switch one filter type. If abrupt parameter jumps create clicks, add a micro fade by drawing a 5 to 20 millisecond ramp rather than an instant step, or temporarily duck output around the jump so the ear doesn't latch on. Always check automation in both arrangement and session views. Remember, clip envelopes loop in session view and track automation wins in arrangement view. If something isn't doing what you expect, that's usually the first place to look. Advanced variations to try once you've mastered the basics. Create a dynamic follow where filters respond to track dynamics by sidechaining a compressor to a dummy kick and mapping gain reduction to a rack macro controlling filter cutoff. Build staggered polyphase sweeps by offsetting cutoff moves across drum layers so energy is redistributed rather than removed all at once. Or split a track into two chains in an effect rack. Chain A is a clean low pass. Chain B is a high resonance bandpass with distortion. Crossfade between them to create timbral evolution. For an exciting stereo motion, try a stereo chase by duplicating the track, offsetting the duplicate by a few milliseconds, panning left and right, and automating inverse filter movements. Sound design extras. Create a snarling harmonic layer for the drop by duplicating the bass, running it through bandpass auto filter around 400 to 800 Hz. Hitting it with saturator drive of 4 to 7 dB and boosting a narrow mid with EQ8. Formant-like movement comes from cascading two auto filters with slightly detuned center frequencies at high resonance, automating them in opposite directions to get vowelish character. When using heavy saturation, enable oversampling in saturator to reduce aliasing. Add a short subnoise transient, very short, 50 to 150 milliseconds, on the drop to perceptually emphasize reintroduced low-end. Arrangement upgrades. Instead of one long sweep, try call and response automation blocks that progressively get more extreme. Mask a big HP sweep by swapping a full drum loop for a process texture right before the sweep. The change in timbre helps the transition land. A micro silence of 32 to 64 milliseconds in everything except a tight kick or sub one beat before the drop can massively increase perceived impact. Also automate the return's wetness or device mute to sculpt how much the riser sits in the mix as the build progresses. Mini practice exercise, 15 to 25 minutes. Step 1, setup. Load a drum rack with an amen or rolling break. Load a bass synth with a deep sub and either a separate mid layer or a duplicate track. Create drum bus with auto filter HP 24 dB, saturator and glue compressor. Step 2, apply automations. On drum bus, automate HP cutoff from 40 to 900 Hz over the last 8 bars. On bass, automate a low-pass cutoff closing down to about 180 Hz over the same build. Create return B filter riser with band pass auto filter resonance 6, long reverb and delay, and make a dummy silent clip with the auto filter sweeping from 400 to 3500 Hz over 8 bars. In the bar before the drop, have the drum bus filter snap open very quickly. Send the final drum hit to the filter riser by raising the send knob, and mute the riser right before the drop. Step 3. Evaluate. If the drop feels weak, increase snap open speed on the bass filter or reintroduce the sub duplicate. If transients are dull, shorten the glue compressor attack or reduce the low pass end frequency slightly. Homework challenge: if you want to go deeper, make a 32-bar sequence with three distinct techniques. Technique A is drum thinning with a drum bus HP sweep across a 16-bar build ending with a snap open time to the first kick of the drop. Technique B is bass control with a parallel sub strategy preserved during the build and fully restored on the drop. Deliver a short rendered sub-only stem and a full bass return stem. Technique C is a filter riser on a return using either staggered chain sweeps, a formant pair cascade, or stepped frequency hopping. Export an 8-bar riser audio file. Add one arrangement trick like a pre-drop microsilence, a stereo chase, or a breath layer. Time box the project to 90 minutes and export 3 short WAVs and 2 screenshots of device chains and automation links. If you send those, I'll give targeted mixing and automation refinements. Quick recap. Auto filter and EQ8 on groups and tracks are your go-to tools, HP sweeps on drums, LP chokes on bass, bandpass risers on returns. Dummy clips let you loop or toggle return automation quickly. Map multiple device parameters into rack macros to control complex multi-track transitions with a single automation lane. Preserve sub-energy with parallel tracks if you remove lows during builds. For darker, heavier DNB combine resonance boosts with saturation and time snap open cutoffs to the kick for maximum impact. Alright, go make a riser return, set up a snap open bass cutoff, and sketch a drum bus HP curve. Iterate until your drops rumble. If you want, drop me a screenshot of your device chain and automation lanes and I'll give focus tweaks. Let's make that drop rumble.